It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a new episode of the Heralds.
Oh, that
Welcome
was so good.
Welcome to another episode of the Heralds. I am one of your hosts and Heralds of pop culture, Will Wiggy.
I would just like to say we do all of these over FaceTime, so I could see Will staring into the camera, thinking for a solid few seconds. I'm like, I think he's thinking about what to say in the intro, but I am your
I was waiting for the recording to hit. It was stuck at zero.
Well, I am your other half of Heralds of Pop Culture, Harrison.
So, are we going to get right into it today with the news?
I would love to get right into it. I love the news. I love it that I never really know what you're going to say. So, all this is always a surprise to me.
So, for DC, as we always do, Jensen Ackles confirms his involvement in an upcoming secret DC TV project. Which is ironic that it's only a week after James Gunn announces that he's involved in a secret DC TV project.
Jason Todd TV show.
I would not be mad.
I think that would fit James Gunn's style very good. I think that would fit. Is Jensen the one that voiced him in Under the Red Hood?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You know, I mean, what do you think? Do you think you're the fan casting god? Does he fit well into that Red Hood casting for you?
With Ben Affleck's Batman, if they weren't so close in age, I could see it.
That's true. Especially, like, you can't do it with this Robert Pattinson Batman, because they're probably, what, like, the same age?
Well, they said it's Earth 2 anyway.
Okay, which I don't really know the Earths anymore because I don't even know where this Batgirl movie is going to take place.
No, I mean the Batman with Robert Pattinson is Earth 2.
Okay, and this DCEU that we've been having for the past, like, 10 years is Earth Prime Earth. Okay.
So then we have the Flash, since his character was set up horribly, is getting a prequel comic for the movie, releasing on April 26th.
Oh, well, that's something I'll have to read since I've been collecting the character for 5 years.
It is. I actually kind of want to pick it up just to see what he's been doing in this universe this whole time.
Probably tripping over his own feet, if I had to guess.
With that run, probably.
Yeah. Did they do this for any other characters? Like, did they do this for, like, Aquaman?
No, from what I read, Andy Muschietti was like, you guys gave me nothing, so I'm going to work with what I got. And I guess he kind of ordered a comic to be made.
That's good.
Smart man.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it does feel like there's a lot of stuff that needs to be filled, I guess, because we don't really know much about the character, and we're just heading straight into Flashpoint. So I would love to know this Barry Allen through comic form, because guess what? Ezra Miller's acting can't mess it up. Wait, what did I say? I didn't say anything.
Ooh. So for Marvel, Black Panther Wakanda Forever holds production once again due to the Omicron.
Oh, okay. Okay, I was going to say, because Letitia, I can't say her name.
Letitia Wright, you were getting it.
Okay, Letitia Wright, because she like, shook hands with them and, like, everything's forgiven now, right? Like, they're cool?
Yeah, she still didn't get vaccinated, which go her for standing for her own decision.
Right.
You either want to or you don't. That's
yeah.
What it should be.
But, man, this thing has been plagued with issues, but they're really just sticking to that November release date this year, right?
Respect.
Respect? No, I mean, we'll talk about that movie a bit more, because if you don't know from the title, we will be talking about our anticipated films for this year and TV.
So for Star Wars news, LEGO Star Wars The Skywalker Saga releases a gameplay overview with an April 5th release date.
Yes.
Did you see that video?
I did see the video, and I
gorgeous.
Loved it. Yeah, it was funny. So
all the way through.
Advit, many time guest appearance on the show, Jacob Geller, good friend of the show. Him and I are getting a place together next year. We're finalizing it right now. And we're like, the number one requirement is that has to be in the living room.
Yeah.
Like, at all times, there's just like, but we don't touch the sequel trilogy.
I'm not going to lie, I squealed a little. Because It's like they made the trailer for me. They showed Kit Fistel and followed it with a clip of Yoda, and I was like, oh!
Yeah, I just really...
change.
I know.
Upgrade.
I'm okay with the delay.
From a new third-person shooter mode with covering?
Yeah.
To cool lightsaber fights that look cinematic?
I just wanted an updated version. I just wanted an updated version of the complete saga, and this seems like that's what we're getting, and then some.
With the biggest gameplay upgrade from LEGO yet.
Yeah, and they might be back to, like, mumbling cutscenes instead of actual dialogue, like the old
games.
Oh,
no, that's an extra you can add on.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah. So then for DLC that they released for it, we're getting Rogue One: A Star Wars Story, Solo: A Star Wars Story, The Mandalorian Seasons 1 and 2, The Bad Batch, a Trooper Pack, and the Classic Characters Pack. And I cannot wait for Mando and the Bad Batch Pack and the Trooper.
I was going to say, I think we knew about Rogue One and Han, but all these other ones I was hoping for, and they're doing it. It's awesome.
Yeah. I just don't get why they don't make Wrecker a big fig. You know what I mean? Like they do Hulk and Venom.
Yeah, I agree with you, but there's certain, we could talk about LEGO for hours. I've thought that Bane should be a big fig, but it took him a while to do. Bane is a bit, Venom should be a big fig, but that's a whole different debate. But I can see him fitting for both the normal fig size and big fig.
Same. So then we got Mary Elizabeth Winstead. You know who that is, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think she
Cloverfield
Lane. I think she was in Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, she's Ramona Flowers.
Okay, yeah.
But let's not forget her greatest role of all.
Which was?
Gwen in Sky High.
Oh, she sure was. Yeah, she was the villain. I forgot.
But she joins Ahsoka.
I saw that.
Rosario Dawson and Mary Elizabeth Winstead on screen together is going to be quite the powerhouse.
Yeah, are you going to guess an original character? Would you just like to guess something that she, some actual already established character she could be playing?
Star Wars has surprised me so much lately, I've got nothing.
Yeah, but hear me out here. What if they made her bald and she was Ventress?
Yes.
I would love to see a live, because we've yet to see live action Ventress, because we don't know what happened to her chronologically. We still don't know, like, canon-wise, what happened to her.
Plot twist, she's Lux Bonteri.
No. No. Did you watch the newest episode of Boba?
Oh, you mean Mandalorian Season 3, Episode 1?
Yes, did you see it?
Sure. Okay. So, we live with 5 kids, right?
Yeah.
2 of them were watching, ages 10 and 11. That was the best episode yet! Asher and I, oh no.
Yeah, because it was just...
Why can't every episode be like this? It's just better because it's... We all know Mandalorian's better than Boba Fett. I go, the show? They go, no, the character. And I went, oh no.
Both actually. No hate on the show. We'll do a separate episode once Boba wraps up and give all of our thoughts.
This episode today was beautiful.
It was great. I'd love to bring back the other two guys, since obviously Geller's a Star Wars nut and Asher always has good opinions on these things. So I'd love to bring all those guys in for that episode.
Oh, yeah. So then we have for Disney news, Fra Free, who just got done playing Kazi on Hawkeye.
You mean not Kit Harington?
Oh, yeah, Dollar Store Kit Harington.
Dollar Store Kit, yeah.
He was cast as Prince Benoit Berloz, a childhood friend of the new character Tilly. I forgot what movie this is, and I never wrote it down.
I'm like, where is he? I'm like, it's definitely not Marvel, because he's already playing Kazi, so.
No, this is Disney. It's one of their live-action adaptions.
Okay, let's go through what they're doing. They're doing Snow White.
Yeah.
Little Mermaid. Pinocchio. Those are the three. Peter Pan, I think they're
okay,
doing
I got it,
Peter
I got it,
Pan.
I got it. It's okay. For the live-action Beauty and the Beast show following Gaston and LeFou.
Oh. Oh, man, is this going to be like Luke Evans LeFou?
Yeah. Luke Evans Gaston and Josh Gad LeFou.
I love Luke Evans. He's so underrated.
But yeah, this character is described as he grew into being handsome as well as charismatic and confident.
Huh. Luke Evans, I don't want to get off topic, but he is my definitive Kraven casting.
I can see that.
He's also my definitive Sinestro casting.
There it is.
Yeah.
All right, here's the depressing news.
Okay.
The Aristocats are the newest victim of the live-action Disney remakes, with the director of Peter Rabbit.
Did they learn nothing from Cats?
Here's my thing. Why are you adapting the animal ones of all things?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, Lion King made a bajillion dollars, so if that tells you anything.
I don't care. Stop.
I don't care
either.
No, I agree. The Jungle Book was okay, though.
The Disney remakes that they keep doing are getting stupid, but this is worse.
Well, I'm telling you, they're just going to do Cats.
Yeah.
Like, literally, people saw, like, the animation and the style of Cats and, like, protested the movie. It's probably going to be the same thing.
Everybody wants to be a cat. No. No, we do not.
Weren't they going to release a version with the buttholes?
Yes.
Release the butthole cut.
Release the butthole cut. But yeah, so Aristocats is the newest victim, and that's just sad.
Dude, next is going to be like the Rescue Rangers.
That's already coming out, starring John Mulaney and Andy Samberg as Chip and Dale.
I think I knew that.
Do you pay attention to this show? God.
There's
so hard on the news.
There are certain demographics and topics we talk about that I pay attention to more than others.
Well, I am the Chip and Rescue Rangers demographic.
I know you are. What am I thinking of then? Just the rescuers? Like the one with the mice?
Yeah, you're thinking of the rescuers.
Okay.
With the mice instead of the chipmunks.
Yeah.
And you know what? Yeah, I am. I'm also the Andy Samberg demographic.
That is you too, yeah.
So for regular film TV news, the Cuphead show, based on the amazing video game, reveals its trailer and a February 18th release date on Netflix. The show looks amazing.
Okay. Yeah, I saw the trailer. I didn't know it was a Netflix thing.
I just burped, excuse me.
I was wondering what that was. Very impressive. I give it a 6.5.
Thank you. So then here's more depressing news.
Okay.
Amazon's The Lord of the Rings series got its title, The Rings of Power.
That's the best they got?
Because I know J.R.R. Tolkien's dead.
That's the best they... Yeah. Isn't the budget, like, a couple million an episode?
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah. That's cool. I mean, you're more of a Lord of the Rings guy than me.
I hate this idea more than anything.
Okay, then there you go. I'll take it from a bigger fan than I am if you're offended by this.
It comes out September 2nd. And the synopsis reads, it unites all the major stories of Middle-earth's Second Age. The Forging of the Rings, the Rise of the Dark Lord Sauron, the Epic Tale of Numenor, and the Last Alliance of Elves and Men.
So this is like way before The Hobbit?
Yeah.
Okay, hear me out here. They should have just adapted Shadow of Mordor into live action.
Yes, or just give me more Shadow of Mordor games.
Exactly. Ah, so good. I love that. That's like the Old Republic of Lord of the Rings.
You'll like this.
What?
Daniel Radcliffe is now playing Weird Al Yankovic in a biopic.
Oh my goodness, they got to wig him up. There's no way he's going to grow his hair out. I like it. I'm trying to imagine Daniel Radcliffe with that Weird Al hair. I didn't know Weird Al's life was that interesting to get a biopic, but heck yeah, I love his music.
Oh yeah, it's going to be great. So, do you remember the movie Chicken Run?
I do. I love that studio with Wallace and Gromit and stuff. I love it.
I need another movie of Chicken Run.
They're doing another Chicken Run?
Well, I hope you have, because Netflix has you covered. Chicken Run 2, Chicken Run, Dawn of the Nugget.
Oh my gosh, I would have preferred another Wallace and Gromit, personally.
Ah, just wait. This movie stars Thandie Newton, who is Val in Solo Star Wars Story.
Okay.
My personal favorite, Zachary Levi.
Oh.
And Bella Ramsey, and it'll be hitting Netflix in 2023. With a new Wallace and Gromit movie following it in 2024.
Dude, that was integral to my childhood. But that's really interesting. Netflix is, like, going hard right
Would
now.
Would you like some cheese grommet?
Cheese grommet? No, but Netflix is going hard right now because they know they're losing all their pre-established properties, so they're, like, trying to grab ones that aren't already acquired.
I do think of all the things to acquire, Aardman was smart.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You got a lot of wiggle room there.
Yeah, it's too bad because, like, they don't make a lot anymore because recently their projects haven't been doing so good.
Early Man was not great.
I was going to say Early Man did crap in the box office, which I think was their last one. Did they do?
Yeah.
Was it them that did Paranorman?
No, that's Laika. Laika does okay. Good.
I like Laika. Yeah, they almost always put out good ones like Coraline and stuff. I'm a
well,
sucker
continue
for that
Netflix news.
Stop motion animation. I'm a sucker for it. I don't know about you.
Oh, same. For new Netflix news, Squid Game Season 2 is confirmed.
Of course.
Then, sadly, Louis Anderson passes away at 68.
And this is, refresh me.
He had an old animated series called The Life of Louis or something like that.
Okay.
And all right. He was in a show called Baskets.
Mm-hmm.
But finish us off. Knives Out 2 is hitting both theaters and Netflix this year.
Oh, I heard about Knives. Oh my gosh, Netflix, calm down.
Right?
That's awesome. I loved the first one that came out like 2 years ago. That's what Rian Johnson should make instead of Star Wars. What? What?
I'm not disagreeing, but I don't know if it's acceptable to agree.
Have you seen Looper? Ah, so good.
I actually have not.
It's a good one. It's because, like, you know, I saw that, and then they were like, Rian Johnson's making Star Wars, and I was like, ooh.
But, all right, do you want to kick us off for our anticipated things of 2022?
Yeah. So I just have a generic list I brought up. This is actually the same exact thing we did last year. But I enjoy this stuff. I really do, because there's
it's
a lot
tradition.
Of good stuff. It is tradition. I don't know if I'm going to go necessarily in order. I'm just going to jump around a little bit, but I do know chronologically some things. So we'll hit, obviously, some things we're going to talk about longer than others. But first off, I think the next big one to come out is Uncharted, which comes out next month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have nothing to say on Tom Holland's next project?
Honestly, it looks like it's going to be a really fun movie. It feels like they did Uncharted without Nathan Drake and Sully.
This seems like, you know how there's like all those flashbacks in Uncharted?
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Yeah, but I don't think Mark Wahlberg fits the character, nor do I think Tom Holland does.
No, I agree with you. I don't know why you don't just do Nathan Fillion, but that's a different argument.
I want Scott Eastwood.
Okay, I mean, I don't know about you, but I would do Nathan Fillion.
He's too old now.
I meant I would do Nate. We're going to move on. I was going to say the next big release was Morbius, but rest in peace that movie.
It is January 28th or something like that.
It was until now it's April.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got pushed back to like April 4th or something. So we can talk about it, but crazy enough, The Batman comes out before that. Oh my gosh, I'm clicking on it right now, and I just saw that 2-hour and 55-minute runtime that was just confirmed.
Oh, yeah. So for me, one of the things I'm really looking forward to this year, and it's going to be cheesy, but Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Hold on. Will, we're not going to talk about The Batman?
We'll get there.
We'll get there. It comes out after. Doesn't Sonic come out in, like, July?
April.
April. Well, we're still on March, and we still have to talk about Multiverse of Madness, which comes out before then.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least, unless they changed it, but I thought it came out at the end of...
I have a confession to make.
What's up?
I watched the clip for the Batman.
Oh, the Batman clip. Okay.
I'm no longer interested.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Dude, this is...
I don't want to be that way.
I know. I was about to say this is my most anticipated movie of the year, but it's not, because literally my favorite superhero is finally getting his solo movie this year.
And you're excited for it?
I have, dude, come on. Like, even, what if, like, they just took a giant crap on the character of Shazam, but he was still getting his first movie this year finally? You would still be excited, right?
No, I'd be pissed.
No, I'm pissed, but I'm almost, not confident, but I'm still thinking this movie could be good.
You know what I'm excited about?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
No, that we're going to see it, and I can still brag about how my favorite superhero got a better movie.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, the first two seasons of the Flash TV show are very good. Isn't that crazy that we live in a world that Deadpool got two movies before the Flash got a movie?
I think it's crazy we live in a world where Shazam got a movie before The Flash.
Guardians of the Galaxy got two movies before The Flash.
Birds
of Prey got a movie. I mean, come on. But let's go back to the Batman, because it does come out in March. Suicide Squad got two, especially because the first one was poop. The Joker got his own movie. Okay, we're done.
Yeah, but the Joker's bigger than Flash. That one's understandable.
You think he's a bigger character?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
He's Bat-related, of course he is.
So the Batman does not take place in the DCU. It will technically probably be the first DC movie to take place in Earth 2, unless they change crap around and then say the Joker takes place in the same universe, but...
Correct.
So 3 hours was confirmed recently. Robert Pattinson is donning the cape and cowl. You are not excited for it, I guess, just from this next clip that we just saw, or was there other stuff?
What is my biggest movie turnoff?
Bad castings.
Horror movies.
Oh, okay.
This gave me a horror movie feel.
Yeah, which, I mean, I don't need my Batman to be horror. Which, for people who love
that is awesome for them. But my biggest issue was seeing Bruce.
I was going to say, there, from the early screenings we had, a common thing people said was, like, very horror-esque.
Yeah.
And I didn't really believe it, because I was just like, people are just saying that, because, like, I remember when, like, the first Doctor Strange movie came out, people were like, oh my gosh, horror-esque, and I go, no, it wasn't.
Yeah.
But, yeah, from these trailers, I'll agree with you. They might not be wrong. It might be the most horror-filled.
Did you watch the clip?
I did, yeah.
Here's my issue with it. In the clip, spoilers. Commissioner Gordon and police officers are in a circle, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the funeral. Hey, it's Mr. Wayne, it's Bruce Wayne! Any other Bruce Wayne should have smiled at the guy and approached him. Bruce's public persona is inviting and warm. He's a public, popular figure. He is not this brooding douchebag.
I think the girl that's running for the next mayor in this movie and, like, the last trailer came up to him and said he's not doing enough. So maybe that will be his arc in this movie. I really don't know. I agree with you, yeah. Like, maybe at the start of it, he'll be a D-bag, but then maybe, like, with enough, like, hey, maybe if you did better than your dad did, because I think that's a big point in this movie, why the Riddler's the way he is. I think because Thomas Wayne wasn't that great, so maybe this will be, like, the thing that makes him do more for his city as Bruce Wayne. I don't know.
Hopefully. But, yeah, I wasn't impressed. I watched it, and I'm like, this doesn't feel like Batman.
I agree with you. Paul Dano, I think I'm just excited to see the Riddler done properly. At least I hope done properly.
For me, it's the Penguin I'm hyped for.
Yeah, I know, me too. Because Colin, I always get a mix up. Is it Firth?
Colin Farrell looks incredible.
Yeah, well, he doesn't even look like Colin Farrell. Yeah, I'm excited for Penguin. I think you can do a lot. I'm excited to see Zoe Kravitz. Is that it?
Yep.
Yeah, I love a good Catwoman story, and it seems like they're really going to, like, team up and stuff in this. So it's going to be really cool. But that's the Batman. Now we will move on to your Sonic the Hedgehog.
Over Sonic, all I got to say is Knuckles.
And Tails, come on.
Oh, yeah, Knuckles and Tails, but Tails is not voiced by Idris Elba.
That's true. That trailer was a very promising trailer.
I've watched it 5 times.
Oh, it's very good. I'll be honest, still haven't finished the first one.
It's on Hulu.
I know it's on Hulu, so I have no excuse. I know. And it's a fun movie. I'm just not the biggest fan of the character. my heart is with another speedster.
You're a
Mario simp,
aren't you?
I am a Mario simp. I really am. You know, there's two different kinds of people in this world. But, I mean, if anything, I'm actually
Who needs a plumber?
I'm actually a Metroid simp, but that's a different story.
Whoa. Are we talking Samus?
Yeah, I was going to say, I guess I can't say I'm a Metroid simp because now we're talking about Samus. Because she's kind of... Zero Suit Samus? She's kind of bad, though.
I ain't disagreeing.
I mean, but if you cast Brie Larson, I'm going to be upset.
I ain't disagreeing.
Oh, man, but imagine, like, we just get this universe, like, Smash Bros. Universe with Oscar Isaac as Snake. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, okay. So good. So good. So, yeah, Sonic 2, you're right, Electric Boogaloo. That's what it should have been called.
I agree.
I love, give me more Jim Carrey every day and night.
Another personal hype for me, Bob's Burgers, the movie.
Oh, yeah, we got that trailer recently.
What do you think?
I'm not the biggest fan of the show. Sorry if that gets me any hate on this podcast for saying that. Yeah,
I watched The Great North by the same creator.
Well, you told me, and you said it's pretty good in its own right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the trailer's funny. I mean, I probably won't see it unless people are like, you don't have to like the show to like the movie. Then I'll be like, okay. Because, like, I hadn't watched The Simpsons before I saw The Simpsons movie, and I enjoyed that just fine. So I guess, who knows?
Same.
I literally cannot believe I said The Flash is my most anticipated movie when my favorite movie, literally of all time, is getting a sequel this year.
Yeah, you really skipped out on Avatar too.
It did, but that caps off the year, so it'll cap off our list.
Okay, that's fair.
Do you want to talk about The Secrets of Gay Dumbledore?
No, I don't.
No? Okay, because they took away our boy Johnny Depp?
Yep.
Okay, then we can talk about Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, which comes out May 6th. It will be the first Marvel movie this year, I think. Yeah, because it will be followed up by Thor and Wakanda Forever and then Across the Spider-Verse. what are your thoughts on Across the Multiverse of Madness? You excited?
I am excited the fact that even though it wasn't great, they're incorporating the best episode of What If. And the fact that What If is actually impacting the MCU is a very interesting thing to me.
Yeah, I can't wait to see wigged up evil Doctor Strange. And I can't wait to see, what was that new Doctor Strange look we got that, like...
I don't know, it was kind of weird.
It was kind of weird, but I want to see what they do with it. America Chavez, cool, new young Avenger, throw her in there.
Also, I'm excited for... It's not Shuma Gorath.
I know. It literally, especially because now I think they released a new action figure with it.
Gargantua.
Gargantua. I think it's a rights thing that they can't use Shuma Gorath.
It's got to be because that looks exactly like Shuma Gorath.
Yeah. They said the real villain is Wanda. Like, that's the actual villain of the movie.
Interesting. Do you think she turns against everyone to get her kids back?
I was going to say, I don't know, because apparently, like, there's the big final epic action scene is between Strange and Wanda, and, like, apparently it's amazing.
I'm hyped. I might just get more Wanda.
I'm hyped. I know this is going to sound bad, but I'm hyped to see them cameos, man, that they've been hyping up.
These rumored cameos are so fake it hurts.
They're getting
there
out of hand.
There are no rumored cameos yet.
I was going to say, they're pulling a No Way Home with this, but, like, I've seen so many,
it's
like,
worse.
Ben Affleck is definitely Daredevil. Like, I've heard that so many times now.
Yeah, I've also heard John Krasinski is definitely Reed.
I literally saw a post that was like, congratulations to all the people that petitioned for it. We got it. It's official. And I go, shut up.
Nobody's made this official but you guys. Yeah. All these fans are stuck in their own delusions and don't know what's real.
I'm going to say the only one, in my opinion, that I think is confirmed is I feel like McAvoy is going to come back as Professor X. I almost feel like that's nearly
for
almost
me,
guaranteed.
Because they have him on hand, I could see Chris Evans, Human Torch.
Oh my dude, I told you how freaking cool that would be.
I mean, they have him on hand, why not?
But you have to give him the frosted tips.
If he doesn't have the frosted tips, we riot.
That's what I'm saying. Oh my,
if he ain't looking like a teenage Guy Fieri.
Dude, like, and he could just jump back into Johnny from 2005 so easily, I bet.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I'd love to see that whole Fantastic Four crew, because as you and I say, it's underrated.
So then we have Multiverse of Madness, that's going to be a good one. Thor, yeah. Love and Thunder is another one.
Yeah. I mean, whew, if you didn't, I was going to say if you didn't love Ragnarok, but oh my gosh, more of that, please. A little bit of Guardians of the Galaxy action, a little bit of Christian Bale as Gore the God Butcher, a little bit of Jane Foster as Thor.
Well, we don't have to talk about that.
I'm excited to see Jane Foster Thor. I think it was a cool thing in the comics. I don't want her to replace Thor Odin's son, but like...
Here's my issue.
Working together is cool.
I didn't like it in the comics, but okay. Two, what made her work in the comics is she was worthy in her own right because she was an EMT.
I was going to say my favorite thing about that was her cancer story with that, her having cancer and becoming Thor, but I doubt they'll do that.
She saved lives for a living. Now right. She's an astrologist, basically. It doesn't yeah. work for me.
And I don't think they're going to do the cancer storyline either.
I don't either. Can we talk about Super Mario Brothers, the movie?
Oh, shoot, that's coming out this year. We're literally having Sonic and Mario come out in the same year.
Chris Pratt, Anya Taylor-Joy, Charlie Day, Jack Black, Keegan-Michael Key, Seth Rogen, Fred Armisen, Kevin Michael Richardson, Sebastian Maniscalco, and Charles Martinet.
It's, I mean, like, it was a meme for a reason when this cast came out.
It's beautiful.
Are we getting that Chris Pratt Garfield movie this year, too?
Oh, I hope.
I hope so. I'm excited for that. If you want to stay on the Chris Pratt bandwagon, we can also talk about Jurassic World 3.
I forgot that's coming out this year.
Yeah, as they have said it, it will be the Jurassic or the endgame of or what am I trying to say? It will be like the endgame for Jurassic Park, apparently.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, because everyone's coming back. Give me more Goldblum, okay? You can never have enough Goldblum.
I agree.
We can then move on and talk about everyone's favorite vampire, Michael Morbius, Morbius Man.
Is it bad? I am actually looking forward to it.
He signed on for 2 more movies and cameos and others.
Interesting.
So I guess we'll get a Morbius trilogy, which blows my mind.
I also want to talk about Turning Red, the new Pixar movie.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to talk about Pixar.
That looks interesting to me.
Yeah, no, me too. I've seen the trailer a couple times now. I like the concept and the animation style, and it's very cute, and it's very Pixar.
And you know I'm a sucker for red pandas.
And I'm one of my – dude, that's I look at them guys too often at the zoo.
Same.
If you want to stick on...
We got Transformers Rise of the Beasts.
Holy shoot, that comes out this year?
Yeah.
It's not even on my list.
Oh, it's on mine.
I had Downton Abbey on my list, but not Transformers.
We need to talk about this later.
Probably, but yeah. I love Beast Wars. I grew up with Beast Wars, man. I really did. Optimus Primal, let's go.
Did you watch Transformers War for Cybertron?
Yes.
The Netflix?
Yeah, the newer. I was going to say, I'm like, I thought War for Cybertron was the games, but you're right, the newer, yeah.
Isn't it so good?
It is very good. I don't want to say it's very
adult. The
third
season Kingdom with the Beast Wars?
Yeah. I literally have only watched the first season, so I need to catch up. But.
Oh, yeah, third season you'll love if you grew up on Beast
yeah.
Wars.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say like it's adult, but it is more mature for a Transformers series, which I like.
Yes. Then we got that crappy League of Super Pets.
You're just saying that from the voice cast.
Am I wrong?
I mean, I would...
Ace
Dwayne
isn't
Johnson,
even the Bat-Hound.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dwayne Johnson really isn't my first pick for Crypto. I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't know. I mean,
that's all.
There's a lot of great voice cast in the movie, but just not put to the right characters. We can talk about Lightyear. I was going to say the other Pixar movie, because I knew there was two this year.
Chris Evans is Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah. The trailer was great. You know, this image goes hard. Feel free to screenshot.
I am hyped, honestly. It'll be interesting to see where this story goes. And what the true story of the real-life astronaut Buzz Lightyear is.
Mm-hmm. We get that long delayed Top Gun 2.
Top Gun Maverick.
Top Gun Maverick. I'm actually going to rewatch the first one this weekend, so to get me more excited for that.
I watched the first one just this last year for the first time.
I think we're getting a new Mission Impossible this year, speaking of Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise double feature.
Tom Cruise double feature. The man's hitting his 60s this year. Let's give it up for him.
Wait a minute.
What?
Never mind, I looked at something wrong.
Isn't it crazy that we're getting 3 DC films this year? Like, let's talk about Black Adam real quick. Or I guess we're getting 4, because Super Pets, we're getting 4. Oh my goodness, yeah. Are you not excited for Mr. Black if Adam with the Justice Society?
Am I supposed to be?
Can we get into the Justice Society of America?
But it's not the Justice Society of America.
Aw, the team's different every time. Come on.
But they can't forget the key members.
I agree, but, like, I never thought we would see...
Where's Dr. Midnight?
Hourman.
Hourman, Wildcat.
Wildcat, Stargirl.
How are you going to pull in over here? Atom Smasher, Cyclone, stop.
Hawkman.
Black Hawkman.
Black Canary.
She ain't in it.
Yeah, no. But I'm still excited. Come on. I mean, it's about drive. It's about power.
We stay hungry, we eat it about we devour, put in the, put in the hours and take what's out.
You know, when, obviously we could bring Geller onto here and he would talk about it for hours. But one of the things I love about DC and why it's my preferred comic company is just because the characters are so powerful. And you don't get much more powerful in the DC universe than Black Adam. Of course, since The Rock's playing him, he's going to make sure he's the most powerful thing that's ever existed.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, and it'll also just make me want to see that face off with the Shazam family fighting Black Adam, which will be amazing to see.
I'm ready for next year's Shazam Fury of the Gods.
I was going to say, that was probably more anticipated for me just because the first one was already such a hit.
True.
Let's talk about, Flash. No, let's say Flash. I want to talk about Wakanda Forever.
There's not much to talk about.
But Namor, we're going to get Namor.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. We'll find out what they're going to do with the whole Chadwick Boseman tragedy, what happened with them. So I'm interested to see how they handle it.
We forgot a DC movie.
We did. We forgot about Aquaman.
Do we know anything about it outside of more comic accurate suits? And the title, The Lost Kingdom?
Amber Heard is sadly in it.
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm not watching it. I forgot.
No, I don't think we know much. It's just The Lost Kingdom. We're going to find out. I already thought we found The Lost Kingdom in the last one. Maybe I'm just dumb.
Oh, no, I feel the same way as you.
Yeah, I don't know. You didn't hate the first one, but you weren't the biggest fan of the first one. I was much more of a fan.
No, I hated it.
Okay, you hated it. I loved it. So I'm excited for it.
I liked the costumes, and I loved Black Manta.
Yeah, I love Black Manta. Get me more Patrick Wilson. Patrick Wilson every day of the week.
He's in it, so you're good.
I know, and maybe even... Wait, did what's his name die? Did Willem Dafoe's character die?
I don't remember.
I need to rewatch that movie.
It's also lived.
Yeah, we will... Okay, now we can tackle The Flash.
I don't think we can. He's pretty fast.
He is pretty fast. The fastest man alive. And we're not just getting one. We're getting two at least. And we're getting a Supergirl. And we're getting a Batman. And we're getting another Batman.
Yeah, that's about the whole story of Flash.
No, it's... You know me. He's my favorite comic character. The Flashpoint is a great... It's a great Flash story. It's just unfortunate that's... The route they're taking with this first one, they're not really doing Flashpoint. They're doing their version of Flashpoint. But it'll be great to see Michael Keaton put on the cowl again, whatever form that takes. I don't know. We don't really know the plot much. We don't know, like, if he goes back in time to save his mom. We don't know. I'm interested to see what will happen with the DCEU after this movie. Obviously, they're going to retcon some things. The new suit for the Flash is okay. I like some of the parts, but not the cowl.
The cowl looks uneven and bulky.
The cowl looks uneven, but the suit part itself, I love the glowiness, I love the slickness.
Although, even at least to compliment the cowl, it does have a good base shape.
It does, yeah. It's just weird that, like...
They need to thin it out. That's about it.
I was going to say, it's just weird that it's so hard for them to pull off a live-action Flash costume.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really excited for it, even though I'm not the biggest Ezra Miller fan. I just... It could be good. Andy Muschietti's a good director.
He is.
Okay, let's talk about the last two big movies I have on my list, being Across the Spider-Verse and Avatar 2.
Puss in Boots 2. Oh, you and I went different directions.
We'll talk about Across the Spider-Verse. We'll talk about your passion first, then we'll talk about my passion.
Okay, so Across the Spider-Verse is a part one of two, which makes me happy because it's a big story. We get Oscar Isaac back as Miguel O'Hara. Each new universe is a different art style. Josh Keaton signed an NDA with Sony and had to delete all Spider-Verse tweets. It's going to be beautiful. Japanese Spider-Man. Japanese.
Yeah. No, it's great. I love Miles' new suit. I love the animation.
Did you know about the Josh Keaton thing?
I didn't know about the Josh Keaton thing.
Do you know why he's important?
Why?
He's Spectacular Spider-Man.
Oh, I heard that there's people saying Spectacular Spider-Man might find a home on Disney Plus like the X-Men series did. Like a third season.
He might be in Spider-Verse.
Yeah, so that oh, man. Imagine that. Imagine us getting X-Men 98 or whatever it was, and then also Spectacular Spider-Man. Oh, my gosh. And then they do Iron Man Armored Adventures, and then I just die.
Hey, you know, he's a man on a mission.
In the armor of high-tech ammunition.
Trapped on the edge of an endless game.
Of an endless game.
Where his teenage life will never be the same.
Never be
the
same.
He's a dangerous man and does all he can.
He's, okay.
Iron Man.
Yeah, very exciting. Come on. Literally, the first one was one of the most beloved movies of all time. So, gotta love Across the Spider-Verse Part 1.
Into the Spider-Verse is still the best Spider-Man movie. Fight me.
I know, we could have this debate. But something that we could probably debate on...
I'm safe for those saying no.
And you'll never turn my opinion on this debate, being my favorite movie of all time, just so
nuts,
happens
bro.
To be a little film released in 2009 by James Cameron called Avatar. It's what got me into movies. You guys can argue with me all you want that it's not that good. You'll never change my mind. I watch it at least once a year to just soak it in. It's an experience for me.
I'm not one to trash your favorite film.
I know, and I respect you for that, but 13 years later, we're getting a sequel to what was the highest grossing movie of all time. We're getting Avatar 2, The Way of the Water. It comes out in December like the first one did. Will it make as much money? I don't know. Do I even want this film to come out? Here's the controversial thing. I don't want it to come out, but we're getting it anyway.
Ooh.
I don't want it. Dude, I'm so worried it's going to tarnish it. Like, the original cast is coming back. But part of me worries, and there's a new cast, part of me worries they're going to kill off the original cast in the opening scene, and then this new cast is going to take over. Because, like, the original cast, like, are grown up, they're married, they have kids, so, like, it's going to be a big kids cast. There's a lot of young actors, because, like, Sully, Jake and Tiri had a kid, or, like, multiple kids, so we're getting that. I'm so worried it's just going to crap on my favorite movie of all time. So I just don't want it, but we're getting it.
I get that.
I don't know, it's just, yeah. I'm excited either way, though. I'm sure it will do good, because December movies tend to do really good. I was going to say it's going head-to-head with Across the Spider-Verse, but I think that comes out in, like, October.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an October release.
So
there's a couple TV
I've
shows we
got to wrap up
on.
Soon.
Yeah, me too. I'm leaving
soon. So let's get to TV shows and honorable mentions for movies.
Yeah, just quick TV shows. Of course, the big Marvel ones. We're getting Moon Knight and Ms. Marvel and She-Hulk. And I think only those three. I might be missing one.
I'm excited for She-Hulk because I have a friend.
Yeah.
If anyone saw my Instagram, he is in it.
Oh, yeah, I saw your Instagram. Yeah, the guy you met at Disney Springs.
Yeah, he's a really awesome guy.
Yeah. I'm excited for that one in general. Boys Season 3, I know you're not that excited for it, but I am.
Invincible Season 2.
Yep, that's a big one. That might honestly be more anticipated for me.
Stargirl Season 3 for me.
Stargirl Season 3. Are we getting any? Oh, Kenobi. There we go. Boom, Kenobi. That's it. That's all I had to say.
Boom.
Unless
it's like Book of Boba.
No, Kenobi's going to be chef's kiss as a Star Wars fan.
I hope.
I hope so, too. Honorable
I'm
mentions.
I'm also excited for Arcane Season 2.
Oh yeah, still need to watch. Their season 2 is coming out this year. Man, man, oh man. Is that it?
So yeah. No, I'm looking something up real quick.
Okay. Honorable mentions. I don't really. I can't really. I think everything that I'm looking forward to, we touched on. Sorry if we didn't. If there's something that we didn't touch on that you're anticipating for, follow us on Instagram and let us know so we can apologize and talk about it.
Oh, Legends of Vox Machina, I'm hyped for.
There we go.
Cuphead.
Okay, yep, Cuphead.
But then as far as movies, there's one honorable mention.
What's that?
I have a couple.
You're going to talk
Minions
about the Minions?
Rise of Gru.
Yeah.
Hocus Pocus 2.
I forgot about that, yeah.
And Indiana Jones 5.
Oh my gosh, we forgot about Indiana. That could be really bad, Will.
Good. But overall, I'm excited for what we get this year.
No, me too. It's going to be a great year. I hope we're done with these pushbacks. I'd like to say we're done with delays and pushbacks.
We are.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
I'm manifesting.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, yeah. Do you have any suggestions or recommendations for movie book TV?
I would say catch up on Boba Fett, because that episode, once that's wrapped up, we're going to be talking about it. So if you want to keep up, make sure you catch up on that. I'll just say for me, some stuff on my to-do list is I need to watch some Arcane, and I need to watch, I think I'm going to rewatch the Jackass movies. Sorry for my language, because the fourth one also comes out this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't really have any comic books, I think, but I will need to read that Flash comic that when it drops that you were talking about.
Yes. Oh! I forgot about one of my most hyped movies.
What's that?
Seth Rogen's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, that also comes up. Yeah, the animated one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be great, I think.
As far as book, Nightwing, Volume 1.
Yep.
Movie, Scooby-Doo 2002 Original 1 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
TV. Darkwing Duck.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, that's a TV show I'm excited for. Is the Darkwing Duck reboot.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that's our episode today. Shorter because we're busy.
We are busy. I think we're finally done with recapping last year and anticipating this year that when this next month of February starts next week, we're just going to hit the ground run. I think we haven't decided on a topic yet. I'd like to be more invested into our social media thing, so I hope I'll put something on social media whenever we find out what our topic will be, so stay tuned for that.
Yep. This year, we're going to improve the Heralds better than ever.
I am so excited. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you. Stay geeky.
All right. Stay geeky, guys.